Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Heed the call.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner.
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
No, it's not Rob Parker, whose voice that was. It is the man, Ephraim Salaam, and we are live from the TireRack.com. Studios, TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. All right, let me welcome in my partner, Ephraim Salaam. What's up, man?
What's happening, brother? How you doing?
I am great. I'm great. Looking forward to a great show and a big NBA game.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm glad you're in good spirits, man. I filled in yesterday and, you know, we got off the air and you felt a little defeated, which is understandable. It's understandable. You know, I bring the heat. I bring the pain. I bring it all. So I'm glad to see you in good spirits, man. You know,
that
makes
funny,
me feel good.
Because I was glad. I was just hoping you'd show up for a second
straight
day.
Man, I didn't even go home.
Because the beatdown was real.
I didn't even go home, man. I couldn't wait to see your sad eyes on our Zoom. But look, I'm glad you're here, man. I'm glad you felt like you needed to come to work today.
Oh, man. Hey, I've been working.
Yeah, you've been working all day.
First things first, trying to get my takes.
I
taking
you know what?
Notes. okay, Chris said this. Let me see how I can put my own flavor on that take.
I do love First Things First. I think it's tremendous.
Well, I appreciate that.
I still don't know why I haven't been on there, but I, you know, that's another conversation.
You know what? I'm going to talk to him. You got to get to New York, though. You come to New York?
Hey, man, I fly. Just FYI. Okay? I just hadn't realized. I didn't know. I see all kinds of people hosting for a week and guest hosting. And I just was scratching my head because, I mean, I remember I helped build Fox Sports 1. Maybe I'm crazy.
That's true.
You know, I just.
Well, you definitely crazy.
Well, I am that.
That is true.
I am that.
Well, look, let's welcome in the iCouple crew. Speaking of crazy, we got USC Chris in for DJ Alex Teicher. Super producer Rob G is in the house and on the updates, none other than Steve Desager.
Hey, Steve.
All right, we got a big game, as I said, coming up. Game 5 between Boston and Miami in Boston. First, Efra, I want to hear your thoughts on this game, like, and who you're picking, obviously. And then we want to get to who do you have more trust in, playoff Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Buckets, or close out Tatum, Jason Tatum, because he's a bad boy when his back's against the wall. So how are you looking at this game tonight, first off?
I'm looking at this game as twofold. One for Miami, can they close this thing out being the underdog on the road? Although they've won two games, the first two games of this series on the road, it's a different animal once you let a team get, you know, a taste of blood.
Right.
And they come home and they want to eat. So, number one, I want to see if Miami, minus Gabe Vincent, who's been tremendous for them.
He really has. 17 points a game on 50% shooting from three.
I want to see if they can come out with the mentality of we're going home to rest, not going home to play. And I think that's important.
Here's what I say, and I hear you. And obviously Miami has a great chance to win tonight because Boston's not that good at home. As you said, they're 4-5 this postseason at home. They've been better on the road. But I got to be honest, man. I feel like it's up to Boston how this game goes because they are the more talented team.
Mm-hmm.
And the Heat beat you with heart, with effort, with guts, grit, toughness, execution, and excellent coaching. Now, Boston can't match their coaching with the rookie Joe Mazzulla versus Eric Spoelstra, but they can – Reefer, am I wrong?
No.
Can't they match him in heart?
Oh.
Can't they match him in grit? Can't they match him in – even if you don't say heart, how about effort, grit, and toughness?
You should always be able to match a team in effort and toughness.
And if they do that, they should win because they do have the more talented team.
Yep.
And Miami's banged up to boot.
And
no Tyler Hero.
They've been banged up though.
But Gabe Vincent is another body.
Of course. And the crazy part about this is Miami's that type of team where for whatever reason, when someone goes down or someone gets hurt, they thrive. Right? They feed off of that energy. It galvanizes them. Right?
Right.
Jimmy Butler is the head of that team.
No doubt.
Jimmy Butler is coming to play. We've seen Kyle Lowry in these playoffs have a 31-point game. We know he can give you one of those special games.
He's a champion, yep.
Right? We know that. So you don't – I hope Boston is not thinking about, okay, Vincent is out. Okay, because they'll look up and before you know it, they'll be down 12 in the first period. Like
Boston infuriates you.
Yes.
They infuriate you. I picked them to win the series, so obviously I want them to win. But forget that. They are just an infuriating team.
Didn't you pick
because they play with fire too much.
Did you pick the Heat to win the last game?
I don't know.
You don't remember picking the Heat to
well,
win
look,
game four?
Well, look, I'm not going to lie.
You just did.
At 3-0, I thought it was over.
Oh, okay, so you flip-flopped.
At 3-0, okay. I thought it was over.
I just want to know who I'm working with today. I'm working with – what the flip flopper, Chris, or am,
nah,
am I
ain't
working
no
with
flopping?
Right,
ain't
ten,
no flip-flopping.
Or am I working with 10 toes down?
Well, look, Chris, I'm not. I was 10 toes down on Boston throughout the Eastern Conference.
Oh, okay, all right.
When you're down 3-0, I had to pick up my toes.
I'm trying to figure
out
what's going
my feet
on,
go
man.
Go home.
You know.
All right.
Whose house you at? You know, you go over to my house and you start looking around. You want to look at the potato salad. You want to look at the couch, right?
Who'd you pick?
Wear shoes in the house or not, you got to know who house you at.
Hold on. Who'd you pick in this series?
I picked Miami. I picked Miami because I have more trust in Miami, Jimmy Butler, Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley, than I do in the superstars and lack of veteran coaching in Boston.
So are you picking Miami tonight?
Well, yeah, I'm picking Miami every game from here on out because
even a game seven,
I pick them to win the series. That's how you do it. Okay. You don't flip back. Right, you don't flip back if your team is down.
Don't get off your high horse.
My team is out.
Right.
I don't have a dog in the fight.
You really don't care.
I do care.
Your team got beat down.
Okay, well, hold on. Time out. Slow down.
Down.
Slow down, man. Slow down.
Am I saying something that's not true?
I was just having this argument with one of my friends in our peer group. Everybody has their teams. His team is the Brooklyn Nets. What he failed to realize was the Brooklyn Nets has been swept out of the playoffs in the first round the previous two seasons. So he had a lot to say about the Lakers getting swept in the conference finals.
Right.
And I said, hey, bro, can you talk trash about a team getting swept and you haven't won a game in the playoffs and you had Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving? Can you – I mean, it should be a limit to your being able to talk trash, right? I just want to know.
That's your boy, but yeah. That ain't me.
No,
I picked Boston. Boston's still alive.
I figured you my boy.
Now I'm your boy, but I'm just saying, yeah, like, my logic, I didn't pick Brooklyn until they decided they don't want to compete this year.
There's a lot of flop.
And they traded Kyrie and traded Durant.
That's how it goes, man.
So you was allowed to make another pick.
But back to this Boston thing, as a Laker fan, you already know who I'm going for. Come on, bro.
Yeah,
like this is we can't have Boston
that's
get 18
true.
Before we get 18. You know this. This is through and through over here, man. Come on now.
Nah, I hear you on that. I do know that. So you trust playoff Jimmy more than close out Tatum. Because you know, Tatum, let me just remind you of a few things.
Oh, I know. Go ahead.
30 points, 9 rebounds, 6 dimes, 48% shooting overall. 48% shooting from three when it's a closeout game.
Yep.
51, most ever in a game seven against Philly. 16 in the fourth quarter, game six in Philly. Last year, 46 in game six against Milwaukee. 26-10 in game seven against this very Miami Heat team. Like, the boy gets busy when his back's against the wall. And so I'm going with closeout Tatum over playoff Jimmy tonight.
The problem with
that I can't wait to get on the air tomorrow and you're going to be me.
My
team the Lakers. I don't care. Shoot.
No, but we know my team is the Lakers. What I'm saying is you talking about closeout Tatum. It's a lot of games. He got to be closeout Tatum
every single
game. And that's a difference.
He got a little help.
That's a
though.
Difference.
He Jimmy was has out, to carry
he
his
was
team
closeout
by himself.
Tatum 2 days ago. So he's got to be closeout Tatum three more times.
He does.
There's a reason no one has ever done that. That is a lot to ask a player to be. Closeout Tatum for 3 more games.
Yeah.
So I get it. You. I know his stats in game six, in game sevens. We're talking about game five. Right?
All right.
We didn't even get to 6 and 7 yet.
All right. Well, look, we're going to talk about your boy Jimmy Buckets in a moment. And I said something about him, Ephraim, that no one else on earth, to my knowledge and to Rob G's knowledge, has said. We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Ephraim, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Ephraim. Ephraim Salam in for Rob Parker. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more, all your protection in one place. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. Ephraim, in case you didn't know, it is a TV theme song Thursday.
Of course I know, man.
All right. So that's what that
is. This is not my first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth rodeo.
Rodeo?
Okay.
Well, I'm just glad you're back. Like I said, I beat you down pretty hard yesterday, hey, so I'm glad you came.
We all got to live in an alternate reality every now and again.
Here, I went to the break saying, I said something on the radio a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm the first one on national television or radio to say this. I might be wrong, but I haven't heard anybody say it. Rob G, have you heard anybody say this? What I'm about to say?
I have not.
Okay. Jimmy Buckets, Ephraim, is building a Hall of Fame resume. I actually said he might be a Hall of Famer now. And I don't think anybody's ever really thought of him in that vein. But considering what he does in the playoffs, and it's not like he's garbage in the regular season. He's a six-time All-Star. He's a six-time All-NBA player. He's made all-defensive teams. So five times, in fact. So I think, especially if he, I mean, if he were to win the finals, I think it's over. But if he just gets to the finals for the second time, he has carried a team that doesn't have the talent of the crews he's beating, Milwaukee, Boston. I think he is darn near, he's got a Hall of Fame case now. I think he really does. Are you with me on that? Get in early. No, get in early, because it's going to be a bunch of people saying this in the future. Get in early with me while you can.
I don't know if that's a hot take or anything like that. If you look at his trajectory and what he's been able to do outside of his third year in the league, pretty much he's at an average of over 20 a game in terms of points. But not only that, his ability to become a second animal in the playoffs.
Yes.
Right? That when you see someone's point average jump from 24, 23 up to 30 yes. plus points, that person is special. Right? The Hall of Fame, and I'm talking about consistently. I'm not talking about a flash in the pan,
right.
a pan, or right. just, he showed up this game or this year. This is something to where he's got a nickname, Jimmy Buckets. He's got the playoff respect Jimmy. And the fear of every team that they face in the playoffs. So, yes, why wouldn't – I mean, that's not a hot take. I would 100% get aboard with that sentiment and that statement because it's factual. Look what this man is doing. Look at the people he's beating, though. Right? Like we're talking about, look at the teams and the players that he's putting out of the playoffs.
Right.
So, yeah, all of that matters when it comes to retirement and retrospect and looking at what you've done and what you've meant to the league and your teams. I 100% agree that he is building a Hall of Fame resume.
Yeah, and I think part of the issue is, you know, this guy came from the bottom. I mean, he had a tough upbringing.
He didn't live at home.
Texas. Yeah, we know that, right. But even his road to the NBA, played junior college,
yep.
was drafted 30th out of Marquette. I remember when Derrick Rose was the man in Chicago and Jimmy was really not even hardly getting in the game.
Yep.
2 points a game as a rookie. 9 points a game or 8.5 points a game his second year, 13 points his third year. And look, there have been players. I mean, Giannis, you know, started slow and Jokic averaged 10 points as a rookie. But we just didn't expect any of this from Jimmy Butler. Even though Giannis, we knew. Kobe, we knew eventually, even though he started, you know, didn't score a lot as a rookie, that he was going to become great.
We saw it in him. We saw it.
Right.
In him. Yeah, absolutely.
Jimmy's hard work, man. He's straight up hard work.
I'll tell you this. We lost him a little bit when he left Chicago and went to Minnesota.
Yes.
And then bounced from there to Toronto, then Minnesota, then Philly. Like, it was just like, oh, okay, this is the end of the Jimmy Butler experience. Then he lands in Miami, and he changes the culture there.
Yep.
Right? Listen to what I just said.
I mean, they had a strong culture.
But this is what I mean. He changed the culture of an already strong team. You know how dynamic a player you have to be to do something like that? To go to a team that has a rock solid foundation and make it better and change it for the better.
No doubt.
That in itself is saying something about a player, because it's extremely hard to do that. That's like somebody going to New England when Tom Brady is there and changing it, even making it even better. Right? Like, it's just like, how is that even possible? Well, Jimmy Butler has been able to do that.
And think about this. If you're Philadelphia, how sick are you?
Oh,
you would have, man. I think you'd be probably playing for the title this year.
Yes.
You might already have a title. And the process, people would be raving about the process. Now, they're looking at Philadelphia like they don't know what they're doing. And they were lucky to get Joel Embiid. I mean.
Yeah, that they dropped the ball, didn't they?
Yeah, they
did. Boy, they dropped the ball.
And I get it. At that time, Ben Simmons was nice, and Ben Simmons felt, you know, Jimmy's, you know, usurping his, you know, taking his spot or whatever. But, and Jimmy's tough to deal with. Jimmy can be, hard on players, hard on coaches.
Yep.
And so it's a lot to deal with, but look at the reward you get. And I think Jimmy's the type of dude, like some coaches, if you work your tail off, he'll be all good with you. That's probably why he really likes these. Not just because they're undrafted, but their team, from around him, those dudes are working hard.
And that's
because they have to do to stay in the league.
Well, remember what happened in Chicago, right? He was like, "Hey man, y'all not working hard."
Right.
He alienated those young guys in the locker room.
Well, Minnesota.
And he was like, y'all are not working hard enough. This is not how you get it done. And guys who are making a lot of money, got a lot of talent, they don't want to hear that.
Especially when Wiggins was the number one pick. Yep. I believe was Carl Anthony Towns,
number one pick. Both,
and
yes.
And here this dude that, you know, he don't have as much talent as we do. He telling us what we have to do. That was the problem. But again, he proved to be right. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got Mark Stein, the great Mark Stein, coming up in a moment, Ephraim. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a Hall of Famer, co-host of the This League Uncut podcast, and now a Fox Sports Radio NBA insider, longtime friend of mine as well, Mark Stein. What is up, brother?
I guess I can't call you old couple this week if Parker's off.
Well, Ephraim's old, too. Don't worry about that. He just is old.
Wait a second. Now.
Wow.
Don't do that to me now. Come on now. Not with these youthful good looks I got going on over here.
Well, Mark, look, it's a lot to get into, so let's get right to it. I want to get to these games, but first there's a lot of other stuff people are interested in. Let's start with Kyrie Irving. You're there in Dallas. Who do you think, what teams have real interest in him? And I don't know if you can even say this early, but what's your feeling on where he might end up?
I've said this to you before. Honestly, still at this point, there is not confirmed interest even from the Lakers. So, all week long, people have been throwing out Lakers and Kyrie trade scenarios, but do the Lakers have they decided that they are going to make a free agent run at Kyrie Irving? There are no firm indications of that, and you know, I reported last weekend, and everything I've heard since, it's only reinforced that point. And I think Rob Pelinka tried to reinforce the point when he did his end of season media press conference. Their plan A is matching any offer that comes in for Austin Reeves. That's a given. Austin Reeves is going nowhere. There is no scenario in which Austin Reeves doesn't start next season as a Laker. But the wild card, I guess the wild card from a public perspective, is Rui Hachimura. All indications I've gotten, and if you really listen to what Rob Pelinka said in his postseason news conference, they want to keep Rui Hachimura too. And if you match offers for Reeves and re-sign Hachimura, you just don't have the cap flexibility to sign Kyrie Irving. And I highly doubt that whatever else is on the Lakers roster would interest Dallas in a sign and trade. So, I mean, at this point, again, you know, I feel like Dallas. I'm kind of shouting into the wind here because Kyrie to the Lakers is what everybody's talking about, but even that, there is no hard evidence yet that that's even a legitimate scenario.
And let me ask you this, speaking about the Lakers and the whole Kyrie situation, in your opinion, I know what I feel, but in my opinion, the team that the Lakers assembled at the trade deadline after the All-Star break and all of that, that team got them to the Western Conference Finals. That team wasn't another super-duper star. That team wasn't another guy who's going to come in and he's, you know, career of averaging 20-plus points. That team was guys, long defenders, shooters. So with what they're going to do this offseason, what bodes best for them? To continue to fill that roster out with guys similar or some of the same guys that they've made this run with, or to bring in a bona fide name or star like a Kyrie or any other person out there?
Well, I think when people look at LeBron's post-game comments and try to analyze those, that the conclusion would be maybe some of LeBron's frustration is he realizes that as nice as it was to get to the conference finals after a 2-10 start and after being 13th at the All-Star break, is, you know, nobody was even imagining conference finals then, but maybe LeBron thinks this isn't enough. Now, we're trying to get into his head there. We don't know where he really stands, but, you know, the Lakers have to balance two things here. You also need to get to the playoffs, and you need a team that can get through an 82-game season, and you don't want to ask a soon-to-be 39-year-old LeBron James or Anthony Davis, who doesn't play 70 games in a season. Those guys are going to need some help in the regular season before we even get to the playoffs. So that's kind of what the Lakers have to weigh here. If you go to the third star model, if they go back to it, let's just say they decide to keep Austin Reeves and surrender everything else to get Kyrie Irving. Are you going to get through the regular season that way with those four and minimum contracts? You know, none of them, no, LeBron, AD, Kyrie, none of them are high-volume regular season players anymore in terms of game. So it's a lot to balance.
Mark, you and I were both covering the league 20-something years ago when Doc Rivers first started coaching. We like Doc. We know he's a good guy. Everybody likes him. But how does he keep – now, he's in the running for the Phoenix job. We don't know that he'll get it. But if I'm a team that's trying to win a – like, I'm championship or bust next year. Right now, I'm not bringing in Doc for the – you know, looking at what happened with the Clippers, looking at what happened with the Sixers. Why does he keep, if not getting these jobs, then, you know, being considered for this Phoenix job?
I guess I see it. I guess I actually see it the other way. That's the only job he's in the mix for right now. I mean, we're in this crazy situation where Milwaukee, Phoenix, you know, Toronto, you can't quite say they had championship aspirations, but I mean, we have, you know, Milwaukee, Phoenix, and, you know, Philadelphia that just let Doc go. These were three of the teams with openings right now had championship aspirations this season. So if I have an opening, I'm at least bringing Doc in to talk to him, feel him out. You know, I want to get to know it better. You know, the Phoenix Suns don't know the day-to-day experience there. Mike Budenholzer isn't even in that Phoenix mix. I mean, at this point, right, Budenholzer only appears to be in the Philadelphia search. So I'm actually a little bit more surprised that, Milwaukee isn't looking at it, too, just because, again, you know, I think all these teams have to look at every possible option. It's an unusual coaching market where there are suddenly all these established coaches out there. You know, Nick Nurse, Doc Rivers, Frank Vogel,
right.
Mike Budenholzer. These guys have all won championships, and Monty Williams has gone to the finals as recently as 2021. So,
let me ask you.
I want to talk to everybody.
Right. Let me ask you this from the other perspective. Out of the four vacancies available, which one do you think is the best job?
Good question. It's a hard call because, yes, I mean, Phoenix, okay, you have Durant and Booker, and that's just a very intriguing duo to start with. But they have so many questions about filling out the roster beyond those two and a new ownership that looks quite impulsive based on what we've seen these first 3 months.
Right.
So, I can come up with those kind of disclaimers for all the jobs. Philadelphia, you have Embiid and Harden for now. Is Harden still going to be there? The problem, you know, and it's easy to say Harden's on the way down. Philly should let him go. Well, they can't replace him. They're not going to be able to replace him with anything close to the kind of player that even Harden is now. So Philadelphia, that's another job where on some levels it looks amazing because, you know, they've got Joel Embiid, the freshly minted MVP. And then Milwaukee, you could make the same case because, you know, we've talked about this, I think in one of our recent chats. I mean, the teams that spend the most, it is going to be so hard to build around two expensive stars. The Lakers are going to face the same thing because LeBron and AD are going to take up so much of the salary cap, just the two of them. The challenges all these teams are going to face to build good rosters around two stars with this new CBA coming in that's going to be so restrictive for the big spenders in this league. Now, it's going to be phased in over a two-year period. So this coming season, this coming off season, it's a little bit easier. But in two seasons from now, it gets really hard to build around two stars. And that's I think that is a big reason why we're seeing these established coaches lose their jobs.
Mark, before you go, quickly, who you got tonight, Miami or Boston?
I think I got to go with Boston because they can't keep losing home games, and not having Gabe Vincent is a huge thing for Miami. But Miami's going to win the series. I am nowhere close yet to saying that Boston is the first team to over. At 3-3, I'll talk about it. How about that?
I hear that. All right, that's our man, Mark Stein. Check him out on the This League Uncut podcast. Great stuff as always, man. Thank you.
All right, guys. Be good.
Thank you.
Ephraim, finally! And I'm talking about boxing. We got big news next. Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple. I'm Chris Broussard. He's Ephraim Salaam in for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. And at the end of your first year, Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself. One thing we are definitely going to be checking out is the welterweight mega fight that has finally been made. Terrence Crawford, also known as the number one fighter in the world, pound for pound, right? Mm-hmm. Against Errol Spence Jr., 147. And look, Ephraim, it's been a long time in the making. I'm glad they're fighting. Both undefeated. And both title holders.
Unification bout, baby.
Yep, July 29th, so it's not that far away.
Are we going? Is the show going?
Rob G trying to get us there. We trying to figure something out.
Oh, it's just you two, or is it?
Yeah, me and him.
Oh, okay.
Nah, just okay. We're going to try to figure out something, I'll tell you that, all of us. Now, who do you like in this? I like Crawford. I think it's going to be a great fight. I'm leaning Crawford in a decision. But what are your thoughts about this?
This is what you call a pick 'em. You know what I mean? When you have at this level, this dynamic of fighter, and like you said, we've been waiting on this for a long time, man. Oh. I mean, it was starting to be like the Mayweather Pacquiao type of situation.
Right.
Right.
By the time they fought.
Exactly. Yeah, like
it was a square dance. They were both too old.
This is what the excitement for this, and of course they're not as big as those guys were. Those were the marquee,
right?
You know, of a generation. But I Crawford and Spence, I think this is one of those fights where the anticipation, the hype, it's going to lend, because both of these guys, it's not lost on either one of them how important this is to the sport of boxing.
Oh yeah.
Oh, right? Yeah. So when you have all of those things, like boxing is starting to have a resurgence. We're starting to get these big fights that people actually want to see now.
Because that's what people were talking about with the Garcia fight.
Of course. Yep. Like we've been waiting for that.
Yep.
You know, and so now if you start stringing these in a row, you get the resurgence of boxing, something that's, you know, been in, you know, a pastime forever, right? Some of the greatest athletes have been some of the most dynamic boxers. And so we need that level of competition. We don't need four rounds of feeling each other out. So
I think the problem today with the boxing, and like you said, maybe it's getting a resurgence. Hopefully it's getting a resurgence. And I got to be honest, it's What's best, this might sound harsh, but what's best for the fighter individually is not necessarily best for the sport or the fan base. I think what's happened today is fighters now are looking at the Floyd Mayweather model.
Mm-hmm.
Like being undefeated. All of them just want to stay undefeated. And we get it. Of course, you never want to lose. But all the greats have lost. Ali lost. Sugar Ray Leonard lost. Duran, Hagler. Like, we could go on and on. Most of the great all-time fighters have lost. And you just come back. That's actually, in some ways, how you show how great you are. But nowadays, they want to stay undefeated. Don't fight necessarily all the best fighters, build that record up and make more money. And then when you finally do fight another undefeated fighter, you got 2-3 undefeated fighters. And when you do finally fight, the money is huge. That's a great model. If I had a son who was a boxer, I would say follow the Floyd Mayweather model. Floyd's made more money than any other fighter. He's not going to be punch drunk, right? And he was a great boxer. But for the fans, I want you to fight.
Of course.
And fight. Yeah. Like, not dance, not just not get hit and avoid getting hit. Fight. Sugar Ray. That's why I always take Sugar Ray Leonard over Floyd, because Sugar Ray went in there to fight.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part, right?
Him and Hagler, Floyd, like, that was a different era. Like, that was an era of you hitting me, I'm going to hit you back twice.
Yep.
Right? Floyd issued in an era of you not going to hit me. So was Roy Jones. Roy Jones was like that as well. I'm faster than you. You will not be sitting up here hitting me in my face.
Yep. Which, again, business-wise, that's what I would tell him to do. And Floyd was smart because he marketed, you know, that zero, never beaten, undefeated, best ever. Like, he talked so much before the fight. I can't tell you, Ephraim, how many times I knew it wasn't going to be an exciting fight.
We all know that.
Right?
That is
and
the
I
genius of marketing.
Right.
Floyd Mayweather did something when they started doing 24/7 on HBO.
Yep.
He did something. I remember he was fighting Ricky Hatton. Right? And they did a 24/7 on that. And he had the world believing that Ricky Hatton was a top tier championship. Man, it wasn't even, it was like, what? But that's right. What marketing does.
Yep.
Right? That's what, and he coined that. He issued in a new way to profit off fighting.
Absolutely. Well, look, we'll talk more about this fight as it nears, but we got 2 hours left of the iCouple. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show is hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.